Man, how can a president say it is what it is after they say, oh yeah, so many people have died. Oh, it is what
I
it
know
is.
That was insane. I was like, wow, dude, are you
That's
that was
insane.
Not good. It is what it is, yeah.
No. Oh, I tried Donald Trump joke
and then he kept
yesterday.
Mentioning, he was like, Florida, Tennessee, and then what else, like one other place, Texas, they're all going down. Florida, it spiked, but it's going down.
I haven't seen the whole interview.
And then he goes, he goes, like the guy's asking a question, and while he's asking a question, he's like, I love this guy, dude. I mean, I shouldn't say that because people are like, how can you love him? But I love him ironically, just in case that wasn't clear.
Dude, I had a Donald Trump joke yesterday that I just tried on a whim, and boom, it did quite well.
Do you want to say the joke?
Nah, I don't know if I should.
Okay, so are you going to keep it as, like, are you going to or keep it?
I mean, well, I can talk about it. So basically, just the premise was, so it's
Excuse me. I believe I didn't finish asking the question.
Okay, do you want to
go ahead?
All right, so the joke is pretty much how silly politics is, because it's basically just a popularity contest. So what people generally say is, right, they look at a candidate and they're like, oh, I could grab beer with him. And with Trump voters, I wonder if it was like, oh, I feel like I could grab pussy with him.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
That's kind of a joke.
That's
but
a good one, dude.
I feel like maybe someone has done it.
You.
I don't know. I don't think I've heard it, but it seemed so obvious. The grab.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, but, dude, tell me, since we're not allowed to talk about Harry Potter or...
So, wait, can you say that? Tell that story.
Oh, yeah. A good buddy of mine and a big fan of the podcast called Razwan. Really smooth dude. I love this guy. Great friend of mine. Also a comedian. He was giving us...
Vienna?
He was giving me some notes. Yeah, he was giving me some notes on the podcast. And he, with a big laugh, big smile on his face, but I could sense the pain... behind the words, he said, stop making Harry Potter references and stop bragging about how you don't watch porn. And
bragging about
no he didn't even use the word bragging, that's me just like, but yeah, and he was, and to be clear he was hysterically laughing while he was saying this, so it very well could be that he was just just messing with us because we're such freaking giant nerds.
Maybe. Nerds who don't.
But yeah, that's the background.
Well,
behind.
What does he want us to talk about? About Star Wars? About Lord of the Rings? About
Game
of Thrones?
That's what he wanted us to move on
to another
nerdy.
Yeah, to another.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no one has talked about how we should stop talking about Avengers. To be
fair,
we
never
talk
about Avengers.
Well, we
have
every now and then. Not as much, right?
Yeah, I guess. We just need to talk about Tony Stark all the time.
Why Tony Stark? Why are you singling him up?
Because I have this really... I feel really bad about Tony Stark because I always thought he was a douchebag and I didn't like him. And I was always a Captain America guy.
What?
And then, spoiler alert, it turns out that Iron Man was actually a hero.
You mean at the end?
Yeah, and he like sacrificed himself. And then I felt really bad for
Captain America.
Him.
So boring, dude.
What was you? Oh my god, dude! Don't even start.
Oh,
with that
I
shit.
Think. Oof. Can we continue with the podcast together? I think Captain America is very boring.
Dude, you are like, you're literally Captain America.
Me.
Yes.
How am I Captain America?
Because you're tall. You're like, oh, look at me. I'm Pascal. I'm really good good guy, good person. And then, like, you don't get half the jokes I make because you're, like...
too nice?
They're too... yeah, you're like, you're too innocent to, like, understand them. And then you're like, ah, yes, I understand that thing. Oh, it's based on the thing that people have, evil. Yes, I'm not familiar with the concept. I'm good. You're like Captain America, dude. You don't think so?
Maybe. But what's his weakness, Captain America? Just his past? Well, what's really his weakness?
His weakness is he keeps getting friend-zoned.
Is that why you're comparing him to me? Have you ever been friend-zoned?
I'm sure.
No
I
one
have.
Rejects the alley.
Dude, listen, this is my philosophy, man. Can't get rejected. Can't get rejected if you don't cry.
I don't cry.
If you don't try.
If you don't cry?
If you don't try.
Oh, try. True. Absolutely true.
Can't lose if you don't play the game. I was trying to be like George W. Bush. Listen, can't lose. Don't play the game.
What? I thought you were doing some rapper.
Oh, really? Okay. That was really...
this completely is like, this is like different.
This is me like being like the German synchro guy. Nah, ich bin ein Gangster.
Well, it's George Bush. What was a saying of his that was very...
He was like, what did he say? He was like, what's that saying? They say it down in Texas. I don't know, they say it in Tennessee, maybe also in Texas. But fool me once, shame on you.
Right.
Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
Dude, can't he seems like a very, very likable guy. Looking at interviews now, he seems very likable.
Dude, this guy is the worst person in the world. I can't believe
George
that.
George Bush?
Yeah, I can't believe
worse than like, Donald Trump. Are you kidding me?
100%. Did Donald Trump start two wars? Did he? Two fake wars? Did he start two fake wars? That they're still there. 19 years later, they're still there. You're done. You don't even want to argue this point or what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you agree or what?
No. What about
what
Canadian
Captain
politics?
America say?
You're Canadian.
What does Captain Korea say?
the words that Donald Trump are using is not really...
What do you say?
Oh, go man, on. Yesterday, dude, I heard the worst British accent from a friend. Oh, I was dying. And I think she was trying really hard, but I thought it was... Yeah, it was hilarious. She says something like... You know, water is like water, right? Kind of like, but she's like, "Whoa." Maybe it could be like a Cockney British accent, but "whoa," I don't know.
She was trying to.
And then in that moment, I was dying.
Oh, it was funny though. It was so bad, it was funny.
To me, it was, yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, how have you been, dude?
Yeah, be nice, man. We've had some good weather, and then now it doesn't look so great.
It was pouring a couple of days ago, right?
Kind of bums me out, yeah. No, yeah, it did for like a day, and then
okay.
Situations. It's so weird how like the weather really affects my mood, or at least I think so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
yeah,
if you go by the stoic mindset, you can't control what's outside of you, but you can control
exactly,
what's inside
as George
of you.
Bush would say. Stoicism. Well, can't control what goes outside.
What? What's in? No, that's not a good George Bush, man.
Okay.
He does a bit this. He does have a southern bit, but not too strong, and he has a bit of a high pitch. George W. Bush. No, I don't know. George
Bush. How does he go? Like
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Is that what Obama said when Bin Laden was caught?
Was that? No, didn't he say that was what George Bush said when they caught Saddam? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
We got him. By the way, also incidentally, like 8 years after he flew onto that freaking huge destroyer ship or whatever and was like, ladies and gentlemen, mission accomplished. And it was like, okay, great.
Mission accomplished.
By the way, that was 17 years ago. They're still in Iraq. Yeah. Sorry, in Afghanistan. And he 17 years ago flew onto that ship and was like, mission accomplished. Okay, wait. I don't even know this
reference anymore.
Yeah, okay.
All the references, because
you were
like
4 when it happened.
So your favorite president is still Bill Clinton?
Dude, I don't even care. Like, I don't know why we're so obsessed with the American presidency.
I love American
politics.
It's
like the biggest reality TV show. That's why.
Right.
It's the most famous reality.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, everyone has a favorite president. All my freaking WhatsApp groups are discussing. Everyone's discussing the freaking Kamala Harris. Blah, blah,
dude, that's a thing, you know, right? What if Joe Biden, he's already 78, I think, so he might pass away. Who knows? He might pass away in office or only do one term. And then Kamala Harris might become president.
Exactly. Everyone's talking about that. Yeah, I guess that's super interesting right now.
Yeah, you can read that in your face too. You're completely fascinated by it. Are you a Trudeau fan?
I used to be a Trudeau fan, but in the same way, like, remember how at the beginning you said, like, oh, people judge it by how if they can have a... Well, part of your joke was that people judge politicians by if they feel like they could have a beer with them. And
yeah,
that's exactly how I felt about Trudeau. I felt like he's as old as me. He's, like, he's relaxed. And I'd probably have a good time chilling with him at a barbecue or something.
Don't you feel like... politicians are kind of hard to hang out with, though, because I feel like very often they don't really have opinions because they say the most diplomatic answer to not piss off any of their voters.
Yeah,
so
that's
you're
what,
not really getting
the yeah,
true
I mean, but
them.
Of course, but the thing is, there's a lot of like sub. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, look, I don't even know how to answer that question. All I'm saying is that he just came across like a really relaxed dude. And if I was actually following the politics, then I probably would have voted for him based on
yeah,
that.
Would you have voted for him past a blackface too and brownface?
Dude, I would have voted for him twice based on that. Of course.
What?
of course not. Right? What kind of a question is that? Would you have voted for him?
It's like asking
every German who voted for the Nazis, like, would you have voted for him when it was clear that they were actually doing really shady stuff and putting people in concentration camps? And it's like, yeah, obviously they wouldn't have if they actually knew what was going on.
Know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I mean, not of course, there were some psychos who were like, yeah, hell yeah. But like,
yeah,
I think
many,
a lot
I'm
of people
sure.
would have changed their...
I don't know. I mean, back then. But, okay, this is a long story again. Well, all of our podcast episodes are getting very, very depressing. Man, the weather is really affecting you, I feel like.
What? Huh?
The weather is affecting you.
Why? I dictate how depressing our podcast is or what? Is it up to me to make it either happy or sad?
Well, not completely. 50% sure, yeah.
Come on! Dude, so, listen, I wanted to ask you this. I just remembered. I wanted to ask you this. Recently I did an open mic and I did all new jokes.
Mm.
Not all new jokes, that's a lie. I did half new jokes, but newer jokes. I did new opener, new closer, and I had in the middle new jokes as well.
Okay.
And I wasn't even that nervous afterwards, but I was super proud afterwards after I did it. And I was even happier because it actually went well. And I was wondering how you've been doing recently, if you've been also doing a lot of new stuff, or how do you incorporate new stuff? Do you do completely new sets or just one new joke? What's the deal there?
So this is, I've been talking a lot about this with recently with other comedians. So in Berlin, basically, although shows are advertised as open mics, you can definitely feel that hosts don't want you as much, I feel like, to try new stuff, because they just want to do a good show and they also earn their living with a show. So it's in their best interest that a show goes well and that you don't try new stuff. But you don't get paid, right? So I know in the German scene, it's very, very clear. The hosts even encourage you to do new jokes if you're not getting paid. They're like, look, you're not getting paid, so just do whatever you need to do. But in the English scene, it's a bit different. So what I try to do now is, there's certain shows where they, like Dragos, who we both look up to, him and Chris, his business and comedy partner, they have a show called New Material Night. So it's already advertised as all these comedians are trying new stuff, complete new stuff maybe, so it could bomb. So in that show, for example, I love that show, you can go and just try new stuff without any repercussions. And in other shows, I would try new stuff because that's what we have to do, right, to get better. But I would always squeeze it in, sandwich it between good stuff so that if the energy drops, you can always pick it up again. And then there are also show up to sign up shows where you can always go just by being there, right? So there's also no repercussion of them not booking you anymore, which can easily happen with other shows. If you don't deliver, why would they call you back? Why would they invite you back? Because you're just destroying the vibe. Yeah. So yeah, yesterday, for example, I was bombing really hard. So that Trump joke I was talking about earlier, that did kind of well. And some other jokes did okay as well. But generally, the vibe was not so good. And I mean, there's no excuse, but just to give a context, I was the second and the opener was an amazing comedian from London even. And he bombed too. And so the energy was just low, really low. It was a hot day. There were not so many people there. It just, I don't know, it was just a low energy room. But I still, yeah, I did old material and it still did not work. I tried new stuff. That Trump joke, that did okay. And then I was thinking, looking back, I regret that whole set because I knew the energy is low. And we talked about this so many times. When the energy is low, it's better to just scrap the material and just do crowd work. That's the most important thing. Because honestly, the energy was so dead. Even if I did a good joke, you know, they were laughing a bit, not that much, you know? So when we try, and I always think of the thing you told me about Ori. How Ori was at that one show in Vienna and he picked up the energy, he read the room properly, addressed it, and then the show was amazing.
Yeah, man. I think it's also important, like, because if you're doing your material, you know, you're basically sharing your opinion and stuff. And there's times when the crowd is,
it's like, they don't follow you.
Interested. They want to hear your opinion. But there's other times where they clearly don't want to hear your opinion. So it's really interesting to me that people go up and they still share their opinion. Because it's like, first of all, you're not going to know whether the joke is good or not. Because the crowd is like, for whatever reason, it's hot or they're bored or whatever. They're just not there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not going to get a good gauge on your jokes anyways.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I'm just getting up there and I'm just going to scream at you in the mic for a bit about, you know, this part of my life and that part of my life and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would they be interested, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, just get in there.
Absolutely.
You know,
why would they be interested? Dude, there's this show I definitely recommend it. It's called Inside Jokes. It's on Prime. It's about people who want to, comedians from LA and New York who want to get into JFL, Just for Laughs in Montreal, because it's a big deal for new comedians. So they want to get into this one particular show called New Faces that's in Montreal. And it's amazing to see. It's really interesting because these comedians, they've been doing it for years, man. And very often I was kind of disappointed in their material. I was kind of disappointed because they started the set like, hey guys, so this is what's been going on in my life. That's how they start. And I just thinking, wow, if I were in the audience, I wouldn't give a shit what this person has been going through. That's like such a weak opener.
I just, in generally, and I feel like I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it as a criticism or anything, but like, I just feel like everyone's talking about themselves, you know?
And yeah, which we, I guess we should be doing also because it's personal. But yeah, I know what you mean. You have to say it in a way that the so some other people care.
Yeah.
And I couldn't give, you know, I was like, wow, this person has been doing it for years. And they even got into JFL, which I was like, wow, with that set. And these guys have been doing it for years. And then they only have to do 5 minutes. And I was like, wow, this is your best material? I just couldn't understand. Not to, I mean, not to criticize completely. Some of them were amazing. And
what's
all
the,
of their
what's
stage
the name
presence
of the show
was
again?
Great. Inside Jokes. It's
Inside
six
jokes.
Episodes
yeah,
on Prime.
Check
yeah.
this out.
It's really good. Yeah. And but I was very, I mean, their stage presence is generally very, very good. But most of them I thought were weak in writing and yeah. and
how's it going anyways? Wise. Generally, your like your thing. Do you have anything planned or what's the deal?
JFL, you mean?
No, generally.
JFL one day for sure. I definitely want.
Yeah,
be
but
there.
Like, what? What's your? What is your? Because right
your
now
hometown,
you're doing
you
a
know?
Lot of open mics, right?
Yeah. I'd like
you,
to
are you
chocolate rain. Da,
da, da, da, chocolate da. Rain.
Sometimes oh, yesterday, yesterday I was talking to
chocolate rain.
I was talking to some friends and they were saying we're talking about voices and they were saying that I have a bit of a high pitched voice, a bit like yeah, they were mentioning another friend and I was like, what? And so I'm trying to modulate my voice a bit so it's a bit resonance. Do you like this voice a bit more?
Hello, my name is Pascal. You might know me as Captain Korea, patrolling the streets and keeping citizens safe. But at home,
is that like in the trailer?
I'm just Pascal.
Is that in the trailer?
Yeah.
What are you?
Do
Cap-
your job,
Captain,
citizen.
You're Captain India?
Join the Korean military and protect our borders. You have to do one of those commercials where at the end they cut and you're like, no, wait, like this.
Were you looking at the camera? Yeah. This message.
You know how like
every
commercial
of.
In the 90s ended with like the guy going.
Looking into the camera. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
turning into
but, like,
the camera.
Like turning and looking in.
How about Captain India, man?
Dude, Captain India would be like on a permanent break. Chai being it's like he would just be drinking tea like they'd be like yo dude. Man we got border skirmishes with China dude did you also hear the part where Trump was like you know there's a lot of stuff going on I get so many things on my desk I read yesterday report 200 people die conflict China India it's terrible stuff no one's talking about China. No one's. Everybody's talking about Moscow, Russia. No one's talking about China. They send us this thing. We're not gonna forget it. Believe me, we're not gonna forget it. I was like,
oh
yo,
God,
this guy, man.
He's the worst. He's the
China,
worst.
China.
I always wonder how does he say the word vagina? Vagina.
Vagina. He doesn't do it. He just says pussy. Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, okay, talking of, well, not talking
wait,
about
wait, I want to get back on this comedy thing because I thought it was really interesting.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
I don't know how interesting
okay, because,
it is for people.
We have one call listener, actually.
No way.
Yeah. So, okay, you want to talk about that? So, what's your plan right
well,
now?
Let's hear the listener.
All right, cool. We can always still get back to that.
We
okay.
can get, go
it's,
back to
guess
it.
Guess who it is? It's our big buddy, the legend.
Tarek.
The legend.
Nice.
All right, let's go. It's a question for you. I'll also show you the video here, but we're going to put it in and the audio. All right, let's go.
Hey, Ali. I'm singing again. And
what?
Yeah, I want to ask you for some inspiration for specific date locations in general, not in Berlin. What can you recommend me to do the following weeks to have some interesting dates? Cheers.
He's single, guys. Ladies, did you hear? The legend
He's single,
is
guys. I love
single.
How excited you got.
He's single, guys.
You single, guys?
Calvin Correa. Out. He's single, guys. Up, up, and away.
Hey, I'm just trying to... Well, he doesn't need our help. He doesn't need our help.
All right, yeah, so he well, wants ladies, interesting he's single date again. Locations.
If you guys are interested, let us know. We can relay.
You know
your,
what's an interesting date location?
What?
A comedy show mm-hmm. where you've got a spot, and you make it a surprise that you got a spot. What about that?
No, dude.
How about that?
Oh, dude, I once went. I actually okay. So I had a date once, and I told her like that day, like, oh my god, I'm sorry. I got this really, really important set. I've never been there. I really want to go. Is it okay if we go and then we hang out afterwards? She's like, oh yeah, no worries. So we went to that club. I went on stage. I did well. Like that was the. I do it in German every now and then, and that was one time I really killed in German. Like even the host was telling me, like, oh, you're invited back anytime, and blah 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 blah. And people were dying. Like, I could see they were really laughing their ass off. But I kept looking at the girl. And she was so dead-faced. She was not enjoying it at all. And I was like, oh, shit. I really regretted it. Really regretted it.
Did that she not never enjoy works. It? Or, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So then don't do that, Tariq.
Yeah. And I felt bad. Like, I really asked her multiple times. Is that okay? I mean, I understand. But she's like, yeah, no, I understand. But... Yeah, but then afterwards, we went to a bar. It was fine, but still, that moment on stage, even when while other people were laughing, I was just looking at her. I was like, "God damn it!" It was the worst. I would never do that again.
So you absolutely would not recommend that, or what?
No, no, man. But why you're not so surprised that the legend is single? What's happening?
Why would it? Why would I be surprised?
I don't know. I don't know. I just... I mean, I knew. I'm not surprised. Right?
I mean, I'm not worried. If that's, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about the guy. The guy's got everything. He's got his, you know...
Shit together.
He's freaking the salsa master, dude.
He's the salsa master, exactly.
All right, anyways, listen. I don't even know what Tariq
I was talking. We're actually hanging out. We're talking to this one girl, and we're just talking. And out of nowhere, he asked, "Do you dance salsa?" And I knew immediately, like, "Oh shit, he's like hitting on her." Like it came out of nowhere, and she was also like, yeah." Just came out of nowhere. I thought it was hilarious. We're laughing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there you go, right? Like that's basically. I mean, of course.
That's his pickup
I think even if they've never done it, if she's never done salsa,
oh yeah,
I think
it sounds
should,
like
I
a
think
very
he should.
Fun,
I think
sure.
he should sell that. He should be like, well, come, and we'll do a beginner course, and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a fun, fun date Absolutely, thing to do, and man. He's really good as well, so he yeah. can like, you know. So that's, I think, something he could... I think the comedy thing maybe would be more for us, but I guess from your perspective, it's probably not the best idea.
No, it really isn't. Wait, yeah. Were you serious about that?
I was. I mean... Why was that? Why is it
no,
really terrible?
Even back then, I thought, oh, shit, this is not probably the best idea, but I really want to get the spot. So I was like... Because I told her, like, okay,
dude,
we can also meet up afterwards.
Dude, I don't think... Like, if I show up to a date and I'm like... I really, please, can we go to an open mic, please, because I really want to do this spot.
I don't...
That's different.
Obviously, I didn't
like,
do it that way. Okay. I said something like, I wrote her like, oh, I got this really important spot, I'm sorry, I really want to go. Can we meet up after?
Yeah, well, so I and wouldn't even said, write it. I wouldn't write it like that. Like, even that, I wouldn't... Like,
well,
I wouldn't...
Well, but we had said we're going to meet up at 8 p.m. or something. So I suggested let's meet up at 9:30 or 10. And I explained why, and then she said, okay, I'm just going to come. So that's basically how it went. But
right, but what I'm saying is not like, oh, I've got something to do. Can we meet later? Or you join me for the thing to do. I say, like, literally the date is, hey, let's go to a comedy store and hang out. Or, like, let's go to a comedy show. There's a comedy show at this place. Let's go there and hang out.
Hang out, and then you're going on stage? Like, that's the most...
That's a surprise.
Why?
I don't
why
know,
would,
dude.
Why would she be interested in that? Like, why would she be Oh my God, you're a comedian. Do you think that's her reaction?
That you're actually pretty accurate, because I've literally never gotten that reaction. In my head, I thought that's the reaction I would get when I started this whole situation. But it turns out that people aren't that freaking impressed.
Usually it's just like, oh, okay.
It's like, okay, you stood on stage for 5 minutes. Big, really nice. Bye now. That's basically.
Yeah, it's basically when you invite friends over to a show. Like, oh yeah, I'd love to come. When's your next show? And then you tell them, and they're like, I am busy.
They're like, oh, I'll be there. And then you're like chilling there, and there's no one there.
No one
like,
there.
Like, all the seats are empty.
Yeah. I
have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends, bless their hearts. Alice, for example, she's always asking me when my show is and stuff.
Alice is awesome.
So I do have a lot of friends who do, who do, like, really, you know, who are really interested in the whole situation, which I really, which I'm very grateful for.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just depends. Who knows? Like,
The thing is, like, I don't need friends. I don't even want friends to come. Definitely don't want them to come to open mics. I want them to come to the bigger stuff, you know, when I have, like, 15 minutes. But listen, because we're running out of time, and I still want to ask you, what is, like, if you have, like, a short or a midterm goal. And let me tell you why I'm asking you this, because my goal right now, I just did 15 minutes like a week and a half ago.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And so now my next goal is to get to 30, right? Because I think I have a solid 15. I'm not like extremely happy about all of it, mm-hmm. but I can definitely do 15. Even though I did 13 and a half when I was supposed to do 15, but that was because I messed up like the amount of time I had left. But yeah, so my next goal is to get to 30, right? Yeah. So that's why I'm pushing to get some new material. Do you have any kind of goal like that or
I don't have one set up like that, but I definitely should. So I will really want to get to 30 minutes as well, and then maybe film just a bit. Or I already start doing shows where I partner up with you, or I was talking to buddies of mine. So Simon, Richie, and Sandy. We were thinking of doing like a show, the four of us, maybe 15, 20 minutes each, and then put it together.
Right. Like
and
a
we were talking
show
about it, right? Kimchi Curry.
So.
Yeah, Kimchi Curry tour. We were thinking of doing, even if we only have 30 minutes each, that would already be an hour plus crowd.
Yeah, I mean, that was my idea, was that if I have 30 minutes, then I can either partner up with you or someone else.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
And do a two-man tour, and then the goal after that obviously would be to get to 60 minutes so that I can do a solo show.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind
so
of
I was
my
thinking
thing.
Also film that. Yeah, that absolutely. I think we should definitely set a deadline and then work towards that. And also I think build out a digital presence. That's very important. And keep writing, man. I think that's the most
How much would you say you have, and how much would you say you need
right now?
Let's just
30 minutes would definitely be a goal now. I don't have good 30 minutes. I definitely have, I think, 30 minutes by now, but not good.
Oh, really? For real? I could do 30 minutes.
Yeah, but many shit jokes, you know, like shitty jokes. Shit jokes,
oh, that's,
too.
That's still good. Yeah. Do you write down all your old, like, do you have a list of jokes that you have?
I should write them down somewhere. I actually wanted to watch all of my sets again. And
yeah, I need to do that as well, because I feel like I forgot some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to start telling the Dom story again. Yes.
How about the Bill Clinton joke? Are you going to do that again?
All the time.
You're still doing that. Okay. What about
the pigeon
one?
I still do it, man. I love that joke.
The pigeon.
I'm not going to stop doing telling that joke.
Oh, the fist bump joke.
And you know what? You know what, fool? Bill Clinton's back on the news because he's so close to Epstein, and they're putting Ghislaine, whatever her name is,
Ghislaine,
into jail, and they keep mentioning that the Clintons are like best friends with them.
Oh, really?
So guess what? That just good news for my joke, buddy. My joke's becoming relevant again.
Do you have some Epstein jokes?
Not yet.
All right. Do it before it becomes irrelevant again.
I'm good. Probably in 10 years I'll start doing the Epstein jokes.
Do you guys remember? Well,
remember Epstein?
Well, but actually, I hope it does not become irrelevant ever, because people should not forget what he's done. And
don't forget. You've already forgotten, honestly, dude.
That's a right. That's a fear. I think it's a, yeah. All right, guys, we have to wrap it up. I have to go to spinning class.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah, have a dude. Good
and
one.
Then I'm going to cryotherapy with the legend. Tight. How do we come up with the legend, actually?
I don't know, but wait, you're going to we cryotherapy? Do you get iced up and stuff or what?
Yeah. I do That's it every week, cool. though. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is yeah, it man, really, three, really helpy, helpful?
3 minutes. Oh, I feel amazing afterwards.
What is it? Is it one of those chambers where you stand and they like shoot cold mist on you? Yeah,
you literally go in and it's a complete, it's like an ice chamber. And you stand in there, they play some music so it's not boring. And then you stand there for 3 minutes. It feels pretty awesome for your skin. You
is it really great. Like cold?
Yeah, man. It's they say minus 110, but that's a maximum. I think usually it's like minus 80. Minus
Jesus, 90. for three minutes?
It's not humid at all. So that's why you don't feel it. It's not as cold. So taking a really cold shower might actually be colder. But this way, your body temperature decreases more rapidly, apparently.
Okay.
Than a shower, because a shower will be only on the surface first and then slowly goes down. Whereas I think this is very cold. Yeah, something like that.
That's really cool, yeah, man. It's cool, man. We'll have a good one.
Thank you. It's going to be cool, yeah.
Yeah. Say hello to the legend. I hope that my... A mere mortal was able to help him a bit.
Wait, what did you mention? Oh, you didn't even give a tip. Like
no, I did. I told him. I think comedy, the salsa direction is a good direction.
Right. Okay. Right. Oh, well, he doesn't need any help. So.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Look how
we're
amping him up, dude. Man, we're like the best buddies. You know. I love how we have certain.
It's like freaking God being like, can you help me here, Adam? Like, what should I do with this continent? Adam's like, dude, I don't know, man. You're the guy who freaking built the whole situation. Right. Just do it yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Just invite it to a salsa course, dude.
We call Tarek the legend. We call Mark Manson God. We call Dragos God. I think that's it, right? Those are our nicknames. And you're Captain India and I'm Captain Korea.
For exactly.
Cool. And Prison Poo, you call me Prison Poo. And hey.
These are the two things that Captain Korea does. And this.
All right.
Your country needs you. Anyo, somaseyo.
Is it like Uncle Sam? Just a Korean version?
But Uncle Pascal.
Uncle Pascal. Okay. Yeah. Well, gotta wrap it up. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. Please, if you have any questions, please send in as well. DM us. Send us a video if possible, not audio. Video would be better. And we're going to play it in our next episode for sure. And we're going to answer your questions as well. And we're going to have better tips than Ali did this time. So
what the hell? Were my tips not good?
Well, you can follow Ali. Not really. Ali, you can follow Ali at Ali the Hasnain. And
well, don't follow me then if my tips ain't good, man.
No, please do, though. Dude. Please follow Ali and please follow me at Pascal Hausberger. And we're going to be on Spotify, YouTube, and other platforms as well. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great time. And we're going to be back next Sunday.
I'll be back. Episode 20, by the way.
Episode 20!
Episode 20.
Yeah.